I'm your host, Sean Brantley. We're back for another fantasy podcast this week. We'll be hosting week 7 of the NFL weeks. Today, we're joined by John Croach, Jake Spiritosis, and our special guest, once again, he's back, Mr. Shivers.
I'm back. Undefeated.
He did take us down last time, but
for another win.
That will not be happening this week. All right, so as always, we'll start off with the previous weeks of the game, or previous games of week six, was it?
Yeah, week six.
Yeah, so we'll start off with the boring game of what was the Thursday night game?
Washington Chicago.
Yeah. The Washington and Chicago game. What was that game like?
It was 12-7.
12-7. Yeah, that 12-7. Was there even a touchdown scored?
I believe there was one.
Yeah.
There was a touchdown?
It was Chicago. Chicago scored, right?
Yeah. Well, both teams just looked absolutely horrible. Neither team. I couldn't watch the game.
It's the Thursday night football this year. It's the story of it.
I believe no teams have had a high scoring game on a Thursday night. What? Justin Fields couldn't throw the ball for anything. Carson Wentz didn't even throw for 100 yards. And then there's just no players stood out on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's a tough one to talk about. I think other than week one, when they stacked it, it was
didn't the Bills play?
It was Chiefs.
It was Bills, Rams.
Bills and Rams. It was 31-10.
Yeah. And then,
the week two was 24-27.
What Chiefs, game was that?
Chiefs and Chargers.
Yeah.
I bet, Jeff Bezos probably going to NFL offices trying to get some real games on Thursday after he spends a couple billion on it just to get these
Prime
toilet bowls on every Thursday.
Anyway, we'll skip that game because there's actually just nothing to talk about. We'll go to the now 5-1 Vikings beating the Dolphins at Miami. I mean, Justin Jefferson went off again. Shivs, you watch that game at all?
I saw a little bit of it. I'm a red zone guy, so I see kind of the big plays, some of the scoring plays.
Yeah.
Dolphins are definitely going to be, they're just trying to tread water, keep their head above water until Tua gets back. Vikings, other than, the stinker of Monday night against the Eagles, they're looking really good. They've got a real potent offense. Kirk Cousins performs well when he's not in prime time. Obviously, Justin Jefferson probably one of, if not the best, wide receivers in the league right now. So the Vikings can be exciting when they get it all together.
They do have one of the best records in the league at the moment. But you're talking about Tua coming back. But Teddy Bridgewater did not have a bad game last week. Threw for over 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Did throw 2 interceptions, but...
Well, I'd hope he can throw for 300 yards when he's throwing to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, Tyreek and Waddle did have over 300 yards combined. That's again.
Tua being out, kind of knocked them off their feet. But, I mean, he's back this week. It's kind of scary already with that big of an injury. Yeah,
good
I think
thing
people are worried about that.
Tyreek owners. Tyreek had 12 catches for over 170 yards.
Yeah, I think he dropped 25.
Yeah, and didn't even score a touchdown.
I'm pretty sure I heard a stat. He already has the most 10 receiving 100 or 10 catches 150 yard games from in Dolphins history,
and he's been on it for 7 games.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I think it's everyone, there's 3 guys who have one of those games. He's already got 3 games with 10 catches 150 yards. He's just a spark plug everywhere he goes.
Tyreek Hill down there somewhere.
He's throw the ball up, he'll be there. Another game we'll talk about is the Seahawks taking out the Cardinals. Cardinals are not looking good this year. I mean, I know they lost. Who did they just lose recently?
D-Hop's out.
D-Hop's coming back.
He's back. Yeah.
They brought in Robbie Anderson.
They just lost Hollywood Brown.
Picked up what's his name?
Robbie Anderson. Anderson.
Yeah. So you're right. Last game they had 3 running backs out. It was James Conner and 2 other guys. They were all hurt. So Eno Benjamin came in.
So, yeah.
Cool story. Cardinals just signed Corey Clement, former Eagle great. Super Bowl hero. Humble brag. Went to high school with him.
Another That's pretty guy.
Sick. Oh, wow. You're famous.
Clasboro legend.
That's very fire.
Shout out to Bulldogs.
Yeah, but Kyler Murray. Yeah, my fault. He did a very, very disappointing game in the passing game. As I should say, he threw for 220 yards, no touchdowns, and 1 interception. I mean, it kind of hurts when you lose your star receiver.
They're definitely hurting for receivers.
Yes.
Zach Ertz, I mean, Zach Ertz is going to be Mr. Reliable in the middle, but if you're expecting him to make big plays, he's more of a possession guy. Yeah. You know, third and eight, you post him up in the middle, let him grab and go.
He's someone
down.
You trust to catch the ball.
Next but week,
as far as chunk yards and explosive offense, they're definitely happy that D-Hop is back.
Yeah, but Murray did run for 100 yards, which is incredible for a quarterback.
Quarterback, yeah.
I was going to say that next week they might be a whole different team because DeAndre Hopkins and Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, I think D-Hop's going to help a lot.
Yeah, we'll see how they do. But Geno Smith's been playing pretty good this year.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
He's going to mess around and find himself as a starter again next year.
Yeah,
he's having a great season.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I've started to hear through 6 weeks, people are starting to mention his name in MVP conversations. Obviously, he's not a leader. Ooh, that's, you know.
That's far.
I mean, to be fair.
Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, obviously, are the favorites.
Hurts, yeah.
I mean, at the moment, I would put him over a lot of quarterbacks right now.
I'd say top 10. Top.
That's what I mean. It's not.
Top 5. Right now, Geno Smith or Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Justin Herbert hasn't been playing, hasn't had a good year so far.
Well, he's also, injured.
Yeah.
And doesn't have his star receiver.
I know.
So.
But anyway, Kenny Walker fulfilled the shoes of Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny being out. Kind of, you thought it was going to hurt the Seahawks, but Kenny Walker came in with 97 yards and a touchdown, filling the spot instantly.
Seahawks might just be one of those teams where whoever's getting the carries just gets yards.
Yeah.
Like how the Steelers were for a while, you know, the Steelers, whoever the starting running back for the Steelers is going to get yards. And the Seahawks might be the same way, especially with Russell Wilson out of town. You know, Geno Smith's doing his job, but it could just be one of those teams that they're just good at running the ball.
Yeah. But, I mean, their receiving games lately have been, a bit weak. I mean, I know DK and Tyler Lockett have been having a good week, having a good past few weeks, but the past 2 weeks, they haven't been, especially this week, they haven't really been showing anything. I mean,
they're for sure a bit boom or bust.
Yeah, but I think with that, we'll move on to the next game, and that, the Panthers, 1-5. I can't say I'm surprised that they're 1-5.
Yeah, but they don't. Now they don't even have a quarterback because they have what's his name. Two are questionable and one's out.
PJ Walker.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
Jacob Eason and PJ Walker.
Never heard of either of them, but
yeah, practice squad.
They're full on. People don't use this word in the NFL, but they're kind of tanking. I'm pretty sure they just fired their head coach.
Oh, okay.
Christian McCaffrey is getting thrown around in a lot of trade rumors.
That's crazy.
I've heard the Bills. I've kind of heard the Eagles talking about Christian McCaffrey. So they could be in full on. They could be full on blow it up.
But giving up what?
If McCaffrey goes to the Bills and then Odell somehow gets signed there.
That would be insane.
That would be
so
crazy.
Good.
The best offense gets even better. That would be
almost unfair.
Christian McCaffrey has been playing actually really good. Yeah, I'm glad he's not hurt this year.
Yeah, he's doing everything.
Yeah, finally.
It's good to see him finally getting to play a full season.
Their offense.
Knock on wood, but.
And then Robbie Anderson just left mid-game. So.
One guy that I'm so glad I did not draft this year for fantasy, DJ Moore.
I'm with you. I think he's the type of guy who is high up on a lot of people's boards, almost solely for the fact of you have to throw to someone.
Yeah,
but even then, you know, he's just. I don't, not to take anything away from him. He's a talented guy, but when you have no one to give him the ball,
yeah, you have Baker Mayfield, who's. I thought Baker Mayfield coming into the season was going to be a good he'll finally find his place, but obviously that's not the case.
Not so
definitely
much.
Not the case.
The Rams look good. Matthew Stafford finally
did something. Up a little bit.
250 yards and a touchdown. Did throw for an interception, but that's fine.
That's what we call a get right game.
Yeah.
You know, they've kind of been struggling up and down. You finally get a game where you have a lesser opponent, you go in, you get the job done, you feel good, get some momentum, some confidence going forward. So that definitely came at the right time for them.
You think Cam Akers is ever gonna make a return?
Daryl Henderson looks like he took the spot at this point.
With the face Shivers just made, I don't think he believes in anything.
Well, I'm looking at he's been so up and down, and they have so many people getting carries. Daryl Henderson's getting a bunch of carries, and they have. I'm looking here; they have six different players who all got touches at running back. So
yeah,
that could be – that's a big running back by committee. And if he shows sign of injury and sign of not getting the job done, he could get passed over real quick.
Yeah. Well, talking about bummers in the running back position, we'll talk about the Cowboys and the Eagles with Zeke. Zeke played good this game, I believe, right? Or my?
He had like 81 yards rushing, but
he had a fine game. I mean, the Eagles are just—they're such a tale of two halves right now. They are the best second quarter team ever, but then the second half, I feel like they dominate the first, get a big lead going into the half, going into the locker room at half, and then just kind of come out thinking they've got it wrapped up.
Yeah,
because we saw that third quarter on Sunday night, the Cowboys kind of dominated.
Oh, 100%.
Eagles had, you know, it was a three and out followed by a long drive for the Cowboys, and then Eagles three and out followed by a long drive. So Eagles definitely need to kind of figure out. They've got obviously the talent. They look great, but then they go into the locker room with a lead and think they've got it wrapped up. They definitely need to figure out how to play a full four quarters and not just two.
If they come in with the same energy that they come in with the first two quarters, I don't see them losing a single game.
I wasn't surprised when that happened, though, because it's the Cowboys, and I didn't see us blowing them out in the second half as well.
Yeah, good thing for the Eagles defense, too. I mean, three interceptions.
Well, this is the first game Cooper Rush didn't look like a starting quarterback.
He finally looked like
the backup. Everybody know him as.
Mm-hmm. Finally got to play a good team.
Yeah, with a good defense, it's a bit scary.
It's great to know. I mean, as any longtime Eagles fan will know, our secondary or their secondary has always been a sore spot. So after years of watching Jalen Mills get toasted all over the place, seeing Slay and Bradbury locking down the secondary is so beautiful to watch.
They look really good.
They finally kind of plugged some gaps that they had. Filled their weak spots. Linebacker too. You know, we've had years where they had the worst linebacking crew in the entire NFL, and now they got guys who can go out and make plays in the secondary. So it's real fun to watch. High hopes, obviously 6-0.
Everything came together so good for the Eagles this year.
Yes,
like,
for sure.
All the pieces were coming together throughout like the few years, but they never clicked. This year, it finally all clicked together. And Jalen Hurts obviously is a big part of that.
For sure. You got guys. I mean, this is the best, by far the best receiving core the Eagles have had.
Oh, yeah. A.J. Brown helped.
A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are really starting to show out. Dallas Goedert is probably one of the best tight ends in the league.
And you still got to look out for Quez Watkins.
Sleep.
Yeah, you know, Miles Sanders is good catching balls. Quez Watkins, quick. They just got guys.
Yeah, and Hurts isn't afraid to throw to anybody. He'll throw to whoever's on the field and trust.
Yeah, he's spreading it out a lot.
Yeah.
Week one, it was kind of throw the ball to A.J. Brown.
Right.
But since then, he's really spreading the ball out.
He started to trust Devontae Smith a lot more.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I'll save the best game for last, and we'll move on to the Broncos losing at the Chargers 19-0.
To nothing?
19-16. I'm sorry, but this is another game. Like I said last week, Justin Herbert. I mean, again, he didn't have a terrible game, but he didn't do what he needed to do.
Yeah, for sure. And
I mean, obviously, they still won the game.
Mike Williams really slept that game.
Yeah,
I think he only had like a couple receptions, but like with what's his name being out, Keenan Allen being out, you would think he would step up and be the one receiver, but
what I was saying is that. When you play a team like the Broncos, you want to see the Chargers, like, do amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, you want to see Mike Williams go off. Austin Eckler, honestly, he did good. Austin Eckler was probably the best player on the team.
Like, he had, like, 26 fantasy points, I think.
He had 10 receptions, 47 yards, and he had a touchdown in the rushing game.
Broncos do have a solid secondary, but as you can see, Justin Herbert threw the ball to, like, everybody on the team. Everyone got yards. There was no guy.
Yeah,
and Mike Williams is supposed to be that guy.
Broncos are definitely early conversation for biggest bust of the year, or biggest bust of a team, because they came in looking like they were going to be some great team. They do have a really good defense, not to take that away. They got a strong defense. They had good pieces offensively, and they looked like they were a quarterback away. Then they signed Russell Wilson, former MVP.
Bust, I think, of the season.
Yeah, and then... They're 2-4 and they look awful. first-year head coach who's definitely showing, you know, growing pains and not knowing how to manage a game. So, I mean, if they don't figure things out soon, they might have to really reconsider, because they're paying Russell Wilson $250 million.
Too much money to be going 2-4.
Yeah.
But did you guys see the situation that happened with Melvin Gordon?
No. He came out. He made some pretty not good comments after the game, right?
Yeah, he was not happy at all. Well, I think the coach did basically bench him. Mm-hmm. He only had 3 attacks.
They brought in Latavius Murray over him.
Yeah, who did? I think he did pretty good.
I don't know if you would. I mean, they just gave him the ball the whole time.
Yeah, for only playing like I don't think he played all or the first quarter, did he? I don't know if you guys watched it, but I don't think I saw him at all during the fourth quarter.
I mean, 3 carries, that's definitely signs of... There's one thing, if Latavius Murray came in and he was lighting the field on fire, which he had a nice game, 15 carries, 66 yards, that's not too bad. But it's not exactly, you know, burning guys and making plays. So for Melvin Gordon, obviously frustrated, came out and said, I think he was like, obviously I thought I could help, but, you know, I was on the bench. So it's definitely some signs of frustration. Again, just they're just not performing the way they should. And if you look at their roster, again, you think top team, and here they are sitting at 2-4 and playing some pretty bad football.
Yeah. Talking about thinking to have a good team, Bills at the Chiefs.
Probably game of the week, right?
Definitely, 100% game of the week. 24-20 came down. Didn't it come out last second? I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
Last second field goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Or late field goal, last minute interception, right? Yeah.
I mean,
Bills came out slow though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, yeah, but they're a team. Isaiah McKenzie.
Yeah, Bills are a team that even if you do start off slow, it's bound to happen to like get that energy back with a team like that. You have Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, Singletary, who's been playing.
Yeah, never.
Singletary has been playing really, really good this year. Mm-hmm. Gabe Davis, obviously, and Dawson Knox, obviously getting involved as well. I mean, all of their receivers had a touchdown, or not all of them, but like all of their go-to receivers had a touchdown. Dawson Knox, Gabe Davis, and Stephon Diggs. There's no one you can't guard in for the Bills.
Yeah.
Did you see Josh Allen hurdle?
That was crazy.
Hurdle phenomenal player.
Phenomenal play.
Yeah, did you see then like he, last I think year the he whole did that run, too.
I think he like made a guy miss a tackle, hurdle a guy, pick up an extra 10 yards, like
sick.
Josh Allen is This matchup here, I think we have years to come of this matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Bills Chiefs. Anytime they're on the field together, it's must watch TV.
Do you guys think that this game makes Josh Allen like? Do you think he's better than Patrick Mahomes after this game?
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a definitive yes. Josh Allen's better because
they're just both so good.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not a one or another. I mean, the interceptions from Mahomes kind of hurts a little bit. I think, yes, right now, Josh Allen is playing the better basketball, football.
Nice assistant coach.
Josh Allen's, sorry, it's getting that time of year. Josh Allen's playing the better football, but, I mean, you can't go wrong with either of them.
You can obviously say right now he's playing the better football. They both threw 40 times, and Josh Allen had the passing percentage of 67 completions. He only had 62. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes threw for 2 interceptions. And 2 touchdowns with Josh Allen threw for no interceptions and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, super comparable numbers, again, except for those interceptions. I think 2 extra completions out of Josh Allen, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes got a couple extra yards there. I think if you ask any coach in the NFL if they had to choose between them, you can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah, they would obviously love to have either one of the two.
Yeah, twist my arm.
Would you take... No. Wait. Juju Smith-Schuster finally went off this week.
Yeah, I mean, it was bound to happen.
It took him a minute.
Well, I think this was the game, people coming into the season, a lot of people, and me including, really thought this was a big fantasy pickup. He was the type of guy I was kind of had circled towards the kind of back middle of a draft, you know, as a flex player, something like that, or for fantasy, just because he's a big name on a great offense. And like you were saying, he's really struggled to find his way. So this game, you know, 5 catches, over 100 yards and a touch. Hopefully get him some confidence, get him ingrained in the offense a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it should.
Well, you saw him in Philly, and you knew he was you knew what he was capable of doing. Everyone knew that he was – no one knew if he was a star player to be a number one wide receiver, but everyone knew that he was – he was something.
For sure.
Yeah. But I think with that, we will end there and move on to segment two. After this break, we'll be talking about week 7.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Alright, we are back, starting the second segment, where we'll be talking about week 7, and we will also be trying to predict the games, keeping our record, as right now, Jake has a record from last week, yeah, not looking too good, but...
Alright, so Sean and John both had, they went 7-7, and then I went 9-5 on our picks. So
I think that's pretty solid.
It's not bad after that.
For how much upsets?
50% is not terrible. I mean, we have upsets like, I mean, the Seahawks at Cardinals. That was kind of upsetting a bit.
That was literally a headline for the week, was like so many upsets.
Did you guys have?
I think I'm happy with that.
Did you guys talk about did you guys guess the Falcons Niners? Because that was, there's two huge upsets. The Steelers Bucks was a big one.
I picked the Steelers, as you know.
Of course you
had to. I had to. I had to keep my faith alive, but
did you really think they were going to win, or did you?
No, I knew they were going. I thought. I mean, obviously, I had belief in they were going. I mean, the week before, I would have picked the Bills, but anyway, I didn't pick the Giants because I just didn't see the Giants being 5-1 right now.
Sneaky good,
yeah. They are.
Their new head coach has them playing phenomenal football.
Yeah, they're good, but the Ravens just love to let up points. Second half.
Their fourth quarter defense.
They just love to do that. And
not good.
The Colts beating the Jags, that's a bit of a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Jets, Packers. I think the Jets really just proved themselves.
Jets just aren't a bad team this year. What are they, 4-2 right now?
Yeah, they're looking good. They're coming away with some big wins, gaining good momentum. I think that win for them was a big statement win to show, this isn't a fluke. We're kind of here and now.
They might have the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year on the same team with Breece Hall and Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner's looking really good this year. Anyway, we'll start talking about week 7. And we'll start off with today's game that starts at 8:15. The Saints at the Cardinals? Yeah, the Saints at the Cardinals. Both teams are 2-4. Shivs, as a guest, you can start off.
I get to go first?
Yeah, so for this segment, we just pick the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about it for a little bit.
All right. Two teams that are probably, they're definitely underperforming what they thought they would do, both at 2-4 right now. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Home game for them. They're probably the healthier team, as we talked in the first segment. They got a couple shiny new toys coming back into the offense. Obviously, D-Hop. Always a top 5 receiver, and then Robbie Anderson coming in to hopefully make some plays. Quick turnaround for them to kind of get themselves and find a feel in the offense. But the Saints, health is a big thing.
Michael Thomas is back this week, I think.
Mike Thomas is always back and then out and then back and then whatever.
Yeah.
But, what's his quarterback? Jameis Winston has been injured, so they're into backup quarterbacks. So who knows with that. Cardinals desperately need a win, so I think they've had this one scheduled. A little extra motivation behind this one. So between the Saints' health, the Cardinals getting some new pieces on offense, and home team, and probably really, really needing this one, I'm going to go Cardinals.
All right, Jake, we'll start off with you.
Yeah, I think Shiv's hit it right on the nose. I'm going with the Cardinals as well. Like you said, new picks. Saints have not been looking good this year, and the quarterback situation isn't looking pretty, so I'm also going to go with the Cardinals.
Oh, excuse me. Michael Thomas is out. Yeah, Jarvis Landry is out. Well, Marquise Brown is still out. So that just turns down everything I've been saying.
Yeah.
Well, Marquise Brown's in the Cardinals, so.
Yes. Anyway, John?
I agree with them. I'm going to go with the Cardinals here. I think the QB difference is going to be too much, and DeAndre Hopkins has to save him this game. Yeah. The offense.
I think this is a must win for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I think that they're not a bad team, but I think with the quarterback they have and the situation they're in, they shouldn't be 2-4 right now. So I think it's a must win. And Saints, like Shiv said, their injury is just like a big deal. Michael Thomas being out and Jarvis Landry, it's just, I don't think they're going to be scoring points as they did in the previous weeks. So I'm going Cardinals for the next game. Now I think. What game is it? It's the Jags Browns at the Ravens. Browns are 2-4 right now. Ravens are 3-3. Baltimore is favored to win. So Jake, we'll start with you.
All right, I'm gonna go. This is a tough one because I always want to pick my team, but I don't see them beating the Ravens this game. Unfortunately, I think that Jacoby Brissett is playing awful in the fourth quarter. I mean, he throws interceptions. He's not trustable. He's not doing his job right now. And I think Lamar Jackson is just too much on offense with Mark Andrews. And I don't know. I think the Ravens are going to.
Fun fact, the Browns are 1-4 in the past five games that they played in the Ravens. So. Yeah. Shivs, how do you feel?
So this is one, if the Browns can get out of their own way, I think they could turn some heads. What I mean by that is they've kind of had the problem in previous weeks where they refuse to use their best weapon, a.k.a. Nick Chubb. You know, give him the ball, and he just runs guys over. And every time he touches it, he produces. But then, for some reason, late game, they'll just try to throw the ball out of nowhere where, you know Chubb and Kareem Hunt, obviously, phenomenal backfield. Again, I think we talked the first time I was on, might be possibly the best backfield in the NFL.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb.
Yeah. But they get into times where they refuse to give them the ball. I think I heard they were on like a 1 yard line or had like a short.
The Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a short to go.
Threw
situation.
It up to Amari Cooper.
Yeah. Like. Give the ball to your best player and let him run. So if they can do that, I think the Browns could shock them. But Ravens, I think they're the better team. Lamar Jackson's on an MVP season right now. At home, at the bank, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
And John?
I think I'll have to go Ravens here too, because like Lamar Jackson, he needs a comeback game after last week. I don't see them losing again, back-to-back. Plus the Browns' defense is not doing the best. So.
Yeah, I think you guys all said it. So I don't think I have to say anything. I think I'll just go with the Ravens. I mean, yeah, there's just really nothing to say. But I would, like Shiv said, if they do give the ball to Nick Chubb a lot more, and which I think they'll figure it out by week 7. But
you gotta hope.
Yeah, if they do give the ball to Nick Chubb, then Browns might have a chance. But I think the Ravens' offense will just be too much between Mark Andrews and J.K. Dobbins and obviously Lamar Jackson. So for the next game, we'll go to the 3-3 Falcons, who are not playing bad at all, against the 3-3 Bengals. Cincinnati is favored to win. We'll start with you, John.
I'm going to go Falcons here. They're coming off a big win last week against the 49ers, and I know the Bengals are doing well. Jamar Chase had a big game. It's clicking for them, but I'm taking Falcons.
Wow. The Falcons over the Bengals. Interesting, Jake.
I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to take the Bengals. I think that Joe Burrow is going to step it up this game. I mean, they've been looking pretty good. They just beat the Saints. I think I'm just going to go with the Bengals.
Shifts?
This one's a little bit more tricky. Like John said, Falcons are riding high, coming off of a big upset win over the Niners, playing a lot better than people kind of expected. They came into the season with everyone thinking they were going to be, you know, bottom of the bottom, you know, losing every game, playing for the draft. But again, they're playing solid, and Bengals are almost the flip side. Obviously, coming off the Super Bowl, people had them, you know, maybe going back or being, you know, top of the league, and they've been struggling. But I'm going to go with the Bengals coming off of a big win last week. I think they just have they've got more weapons, they've got more firepower. They're a better team. You know, Joe Burrow, obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the league, some of the best receivers in the league. I think that offense is too potent to be continue to struggle the way they are. So I'm going to go Bengals at home for the dub.
Yeah, I also agree with that. I mean, the only teams that they lost to were who they lost to the Giants. I think they lost to the Cardinals. And the last team that they lost to, was it the
Cowboys? They lost to Pitt. They
lost to Pittsburgh. It was Pittsburgh. What's that game?
Week one.
Well, yeah, week one. But, I mean, they played the Giants week three or four or something, which, I mean, they're a good team. You can't do anything against that. Cardinals had all their pieces against that game, so they obviously played good, and it was at Arizona, if I want to say I'm correct. But, yeah, no, I think the Bengals are going to have I think Joe Mixon, I think he's have over, I think he's right around 150. 150 yards. Big game for Joe Mixon. I think
mixing it up.
If you saw last season, wow, he was a beast last season. And Ja'Marr Chase, he's starting to find himself. He's starting to play good. And then you just have who was the one receiver out last week? Was it
T. Higgins?
Is he back yet?
Anyone know? I think he's questionable.
He's still questionable. But anyway, you still have Tyler Boyd, who was it's just scary duo in the backcourt.
Possibly the best receiving core in the league with Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, top five.
Plus they got Hayden Hurst, who's solid. I think that's a former team too.
So I picked the Bengals. By the way, so we have Bengals, and John is the only team that
we finally disagree on something.
Yeah, it was about time. But just before we keep going, actually we don't have time, so I'm not going to ask you that question. We're going to 1-4 Lions playing the 4-2 Cowboys. Currently, they're playing at the Cowboys. Dallas is favored to win. And, I mean, the last five games that they played, Cowboys have won every game. Actually, they 4-1 against the Lions. Shifts, you can start off with that game.
So the Lions are the type of team where they can win against almost, they seem to be able to like compete against anyone. You know, up until last week, one of the best offenses in the league. You know, they were averaging, they were literally the highest scoring offense in the league up until last week, where they got shut down. 29-0 by the Patriots.
They're coming off a bye week.
They are coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who, Lions?
Yeah.
Lions are coming off a bye week.
They are, correct. That's a tough one.
I think
Lions got the offense, but Cowboys have the defense. Cowboys are on a bounce back game after the heartbreaker against the Birds. Go Birds. I'm going to go out on a limb. Lions offense, they've got some injuries coming back. I think they're Amon-Ra St. Brown is coming back.
That's going to be big for
their running back. DeAndre Swift is coming back.
Yeah.
Coming off a bye week, they're healthy, they're confident. I think the Lions shock them and beat the Cowboys at AT&T. Go Lions.
All right, Mr. Spiritosis.
All right, so I think I'm going to go with Chivs. I originally had Dallas, but then Chivs is right. There's a bunch of – they had a bunch of healing this week. I think they're confident. The Cowboys just aren't feeling it after that loss to the Eagles, and I think Detroit's going to shock this week and win.
All right, John, how do you feel?
I see where they're coming from, because it is a bad matchup. Dak's coming back from his first week. He's playing a healthy Lions. But I think the home field advantage coming off the loss to Eagles is going to be massive. So I'm going to take the Cowboys.
I was also going to go Lions. You guys both picking Lions kind of made me want to go the other way. But I feel like I'm going to have to stick with the Lions. I think Jared Goff is going to have a really big game. I think he has to have a big game, because coming in the season, you saw the energy that they had, and they were just so passionate, and then they just kind of fell off. So I think a game like this that they really want to win, especially with all the weapons that they have coming back, So that is why I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions. Yeah. And now the trashy Commanders play the Packers. Commanders are 2-4. Packers are 3-3. And Green Bay is favored to win. John?
I'm going to keep this simple. I think the Packers are winning this.
I'm also going to go Packers.
We were talking about get-right games for the Packers. This is a get-right game. Aaron Rodgers has a dominant win over the Commanders.
And I'm going to go the same exact thing. So nice and easy. Nice and easy clean sheet for the Green Bay Packers.
Save some time on that one.
Yeah. And I think we can all save time with this next game. Buccaneers at Carolina Panthers. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Bucs.
Tampa.
Get right game. Bucs.
Bucs.
All right. This game could be easy, but it also could be weird. The Giants at the Jags. Shivs, I'll let you start this game off. And believe it or not, Jacksonville is favored to win.
Jacksonville's favored to win. So Jacksonville started the season probably one of the hottest teams. They came in and shocked a lot of people, starting off 2-0. Then they ran into the Eagles, who seems to just derail seasons. And Giants definitely overperforming. As much as I hate to choose the division rival, the Giants' MO this year has just been hang around, stay in games, let the opponent make mistakes, and then take a win towards the end. And that seems to be the perfect game plan for the Jaguars. The Jaguars, they've shown that they can be fun, they've shown that they can be competent, but then they've also had really bad stretches where it's, oh yeah, they're still the Jags. So I see this being a close one until late. Like I said, Giants just hang around. Jags make a stupid mistake towards the end, and then Giants capitalize and get the win.
All right, Jake, you can head on.
I'm going to go with the Jags. I think the Giants are on a very, very lucky hot streak, I would say. I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to play out of his mind, and I think Dougie P is going to have something in store for the Giants, and I think it's going to be a close one, but I think the Jags take it.
All right, John, what do you think?
I agree with you. It is pretty lucky after last week, but I also note the Jaguars are a lot better than a 2-4 team, but I think I'm still going to take the Giants here.
Still going to take the Giants. I'm going to go with Jake here. I'm going to pick the Jags. I also think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a big, big game, The Giants, like, you can only last so long when you only have a running back. You have no receiving very core. True. Daniel Jones, I mean, he's been playing good. He has been playing good, but with no receivers. But when you have Trevor Lawrence and guys like Christian Kirk, and you have Etienne, who's been playing. Etienne, I believe, should be the number one dominant running back. And right now he's still splitting with James Robinson.
As a fantasy owner of Etienne, he's been insanely frustrating. Because when you watch the games, he looks like he should be getting touches. Mm-hmm. But then when he gets he's just not taking advantage of his opportunities. You know, he's super quick and he's super athletic, but he's just not getting the ball. And then Robinson's just the straightaway, you know, run it up the middle and get yards. So I would love for Etienne to have a big game.
As a James Robinson owner, I completely disagree with that, but it's fine. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a big game. Over 300 yards. Christian Kirk. I think Christian Kirk's going to have a good game as well. And then, yeah, that's my pick. And then another weird game. Another stupid game. Colts at the Titans.
I'm going Titans.
Titans? Sure. Chiefs.
This one's a bit of a coin flip. The Colts have been feast or famine all year. Like, they've lost to teams they should not lose to. They've beaten teams they should not beat.
Like Kansas City.
That's crazy. Yeah, they beat Kansas City and then lose to the Texans. They beat the best team in the league and lost the worst team in the league. So they're just weird. Titans, I think, are starting to figure it out. Derrick Henry's starting to get the touches and starting to get the confidence back, who I think is gonna carry him to the win. Titans.
Tennessee is favored to win. By the way,
I'm also gonna go Titans here. The Colts are a weird team. They do well sometimes. I think Jonathan Taylor might be coming back for this game.
He's still questionable, but yeah, it's a good chance that he will be coming back.
But I still like the Titans more. I'm gonna go with them.
Jake, did you go yet?
Yeah, I did. I picked Titans.
Okay. Yeah, you were the quick answer. I'm gonna go with the Colts as well. Colts just have more of a. They have Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan's due for a game where he shows why he was former MVP. And Michael Pittman, he's not a bad receiver. He just hasn't been doing anything yet. So I think if Matt Ryan does end up having a good game, I think Michael Pittman will also do good. And if Jonathan Taylor is back, then I think that's just completely changed everything. I think it's an easy Colts win. And now we'll start with the 4 o'clock games. Texans at the Raiders. 1-3-1 Texans versus the Raiders, who are 1-4. I think I'm going to start us off. Raiders are due for a win. They have to win. You lose Devontae at wait. No, you get Devontae Adams. My fault. And you just, your record plummets. I think this is a must win game for the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders got this one.
I agree. I'm going to go with the Raiders. Even though I love Pierce, I'm still going Raiders.
Raiders are way too talented. They just have much more talent. Like you said, Devonta Adams, they've got pieces all over the place, unlike that the Texans just don't have. Go Raiders.
And then we'll move on to the Jets at Broncos. I'm just making this one easy. I'm going to go with the Jets. Well, the Denver is favored, but I'm still going to go with the Jets. Jets have been playing just really good.
I'm going Jets, too. They're having a good season so far.
Shifts?
I think the bottom falls out. The Jets are riding way too high. Broncos are desperate for a win. I think they're still more talented. We talked about it in the earlier. They still got plenty of talent. Go Broncos.
I'm going Jets.
Yeah. Shifts, you pick Broncos?
I pick Broncos.
Russell Wilson, he needs to do something. I mean, Russell Wilson has been way, way too bad this season.
Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Right. Wait, who'd you take, Sean?
I picked the Broncos.
I think it's you three versus me.
Yeah. All right. We'll go with the 3-3 Seahawks at the 4-2 Chargers. Chargers are favored to win at the moment.
Yeah.
Shifts, you can start this one off.
Chargers have been another team that have been super up and down. They just keep being the Chargers, where they make games a lot closer than they have to be. Only two losses. I mean, they're 4 in a row. They started off pretty slow. They had dropped a tough one to the Chiefs, which, you know, losing to the Chiefs is never a bad one. Then they kind of were beat up and ran into the Jaguars while they were hot. But they've been right in the ship. Again, similar to like what I said with the Raiders, they're way too talented to be losing to kind of the middle of the pack teams like the Seahawks. So I'm going to go with the Chargers here.
Jake?
Let's go Chargers. Yeah. I think Justin Herbert's going to step it up. Mike Williams will have a good game. I just don't see the Seahawks doing anything against the Chargers this week. And I mean, even though Geno Smith has been playing good, I don't know. I have a feeling Chargers are going to take this one.
Johnny?
I'll keep it simple since we're running out of time. I'm just going to go Chargers. Keenan Allen might come back. We'll see, but I still got Chargers.
I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go with Geno Smith and the Seahawks. I think Kenny Walker's going to have an amazing game. Tyler Lockett is Tyler Lockett.
Not his cousin.
I think he's going to overperform DK Metcalf, but I think they're both still going to do really good. All right, for the next few games, we'll just go rapid because we're kind of running out of time. But we'll do Chiefs at the 49ers. Obviously, I think everyone thinks I'm going to pick the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is too much.
Chiefs.
Yes. Steelers at the Dolphins. I'm going to stick to my home route. I'm going to go Steelers. I don't think Dolphins have anything to provide besides their receiving game.
Yeah, I got Pitt too. Mm-hmm. I don't think Tua is going to perform like he did before. I think he's going to play scared.
As he should.
I'll go Steelers too.
Wow. All right. I didn't think it would.
Dolphins. Tua is coming back with a vengeance. Dolphins gonna.
Yeah, I said we're running out of time, but I did not think this would go. I didn't think everyone would pick the Steelers. I'm not gonna lie. I thought a lot of people were gonna pick the Dolphins.
Kenny Two Gloves.
Tua is just scary. That's why.
Yeah. Shivs, you don't like any of these picks right now, do you? I'm looking at your face right now. You're not liking it.
Steelers are bottom of the barrel.
Watch it. And then for the Monday night game, we'll have the Bears going to the Patriots.
Mac Jones making that return, baby.
Yeah, I'm picking Mac Jones and the Patriots.
It's easy for me. Patriots.
I got the Pats.
Patriots.
So everyone, all right, so that's all. All right, so we'll be back very shortly with the next section. We'll be destroying ships.
That's right.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in New Jersey.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
All right, we are back. This one as a fan favorite section. The fantasy football picks. Well, we'll be going students against Mr. Shivers. And last week, I'm pretty sure we did beat Barringer. Yeah, I don't know the exact score, but we beat him. And we changed the rules a bit last week, but we're going to go back to how we originally were doing. We just can't pick the players from last week. So we can pick anybody prior.
Right.
And Shivs, as you did beat us last time, we will have the first pick, and we will go Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Travis Kelce.
Yep. Yep. I wanted Travis Kelce. That's why I'm the host. I get to do what I want, so we got the first pick.
Cool. So now I get both of the players that I wanted. That
good.
Makes it real tough. All right. Starting off first at running back, I'm going with Saquon Barkley.
Fair.
I think he's going to run all over the Jaguars. He's been absolutely electric this year. As we're talking about people who are absolutely electric, I'm going with Tyreek Hill.
All right.
Saquon, Tyreek.
Good picks.
He's got his quarterback back. He's going to be slinging it. Pitt stinks.
Pitt, yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
Fair enough. All right. So now he picked the running back and a wide receiver. So
do we want to just take QB here?
We could take up QB, and I believe Lamar Jackson is up. Is Lamar Jackson up? Or is
Lamar Jackson's available. Herbert's available. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is available?
Yep.
Yeah, I think
so. Do we want Lamar or...
Who does Chiefs play again? Niners?
Yeah.
Niners do a pretty solid defense. What about Lamar?
The Ravens, they play the...
They play the Browns.
Ooh, so I like that matchup.
All right, we can do that.
We can do Lamar? All right, we'll pick Lamar. Fine. And who? We'll pick a...
Want to do a flex?
Yeah. Like wide receiver?
Yeah, probably wide receiver.
We can go Devontae.
I was going to say Devontae Adams.
Devontae's back.
Is Cooper Kupp available?
No, he's not. No.
Is Justin Jefferson available?
Yes, he is. McCaffrey's also available.
Who do they play? They play...
What team is he?
Vikings.
Devontae plays Texans.
So I think, Devontae Adams. They need that game. So we're going to go Devontae Adams and the other pick that I forget already. Patrick Mahomes. Or Lamar Jackson.
Jackson,
yeah. Go on, Shivs.
You guys seem organized.
Thank you.
All right, so I've got quarterback, tight end, flex, defense, kicker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. For my flex, I'm going to go Jamar Chase.
That's a good pick.
Jamar Chase got off a big week. Falcons, I think they're full of hot air right now. Jamar Chase keeping it going.
Fire.
Good metaphor. Shoes. I like that one.
I don't want to take a quarterback or tight end because I don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Mark Andrews. You guys might get crazy and take a tight end.
He's off the board.
He's off the board.
We did pick him last week.
Killing me.
That's why I went immediately with Travis.
And Joku's also off the board.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd want him or not, but he is off the board. Tell that to your amazing head coach, Barringer.
Amazing head coach, Barringer.
Don't worry, take your time.
All right, then I will go with, we were talking about it, their offense is due to pop off.
Zach Ertz.
Out of Detroit, no, TJ Hockenson.
Okay.
Out of Detroit.
bit of a sleeper last time he played, but 1 point last time he played.
Yeah, but he had a 40-point career game. Couple
I thought you were going to go with Zach Ertz. I'm not going to lie.
Thought about Kittle over the middle, but TJ Hawkins.
More of a blocking type of tight end.
No.
Yeah, stop it. This year.
He took all the flex and yeah. the
running. So now we just go kicker and defense. Defense, who's not available for defense? Anybody know?
Wait, we need another wire. We need a wide receiver.
You guys need a.
Well, we don't have to. We don't have to pick yet because he can't pick anymore. Right. So we can save it.
So for we picked Justin Tucker and McPherson last
Bucks
week. Right?
Defense is off the board, and I think it was Bills. Maybe.
Yeah, Bills. Yeah. Let's pick McManus.
What about
Cowboys?
What about Patriots against?
Okay.
Against
Cowboys kicker. I'm down. I like Cowboys kicker.
Yeah, I like Cowboys kicker. What about Patriots against Chicago? I think their defense might do well.
Who was it?
Oh, wait. Oh, dang, I wish the Bucks were on. I was saying Patriots against Chicago.
I would like
Monday night game.
I kind of like that.
Who do the Eagles play?
What are the Jets? No, Jets playing the Broncos.
That could
Eagles
be
are on a bye.
So I like the Jets for the Broncos.
Ooh, Packers, Washington.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Packers defense.
All right, Chiefs.
So I've got what? Quarterback, kicker, defense?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to go, is Harrison Butker available as a kicker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Harrison Butker as my kicker. Who'd you guys just take for defense?
Packers.
I'm going to go Bucks. Is Bucks available?
Bucks are not available.
No.
Bucks are not available. Of course not. Then I'm going to go Patriots.
Yeah, go
Vegas, yeah, Chicago.
And now, who do we have left? We have
need a running back and a wide receiver.
Running back and a wide receiver.
I like Eckler. I don't know about you guys.
Who do they play?
They play... Who was it? All right, so they play the Seahawks.
Yeah, I like it.
And Eckler's been going off.
I like Eckler. Eckler and a flex now, right?
Yeah.
We can. All right, so I'm looking here. There's Mike Evans on the board.
I say we go with Monra.
Monra's on the board as well, yep.
I'm down for a bounce back game.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, yeah. And if he plays really good and TJ doesn't get any points, that would be good. But if it's flipped, that would be really bad. So it's a 50-50, but
it's true.
We'll take it.
It's a bold pick.
Yeah.
And then I think I just need my quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
You filling this in, Sean?
Yes. Okay. All right, wait. Is that, are we missing anybody, or is that, are we all good? One,
two. So you have a, yeah, we're good.
Yep, I think
that's it. All right, we're all good. All right. Six. Well, I think that will end off the podcast there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Shivs, I'll wish you luck this time because last time we played you, we lost, and I wished injury upon your player.
You guys got cocky.
Yeah. So with that, we're there.
Thank you.
Go Steelers.
Go Browns.
Yep.
And have a good day, everyone.